In contrast to previous surveys that have shown widespread support for new housing taxation, a new poll has found that 74% of BC residents believe additional taxes, fees, and regulatory red tape have made housing less affordable. The poll of 1,001 British Columbians, carried out by Ipsos on behalf of the Urban Development Institute and published June 3, also found respondents to be in widespread support of new housing forms in traditionally single-family neighborhoods. It found that 75% strongly agreed, 30%, or somewhat agreed, 45%, with the statement, "Municipalities should allow a greater diversity of housing options within single-family neighborhoods." And 74% said they strongly agreed, 34% or somewhat agreed, 40%, with the statement, "Home prices and rents remain high because there are too few housing options," while 71% said that building approval processes are too lengthy and need to be fixed. In addition, 68% agreed governments aren't doing enough to encourage new rental home construction. Anne McMullen, UDI president and CEO, said, "Municipalities can take as long as 5 years to approve a new rental proposal, and it can take another 2 to 3 years to get permits and build. Just think of that. We have a rental crisis today, but in some communities, new homes for people won't be move-in ready until 2027. The approval process is broken." The poll also found that 72% of respondents don't believe there has been an increase in affordable housing options over the past 2 years, with 45% saying it has worsened and 27% saying it has stayed the same. 70% said they believe the actions of current provincial and municipal governments have not improved, 35%, or have even worsened, 35%, housing affordability. 80% agreed with the statement, "We need to approve more housing options close to existing and new transit hubs." The UDI said in its survey release, "While all levels of government say they are working to address British Columbia's housing challenges, the Ipsos poll shows citizens remain dissatisfied." McMullen added, "Families, workers, seniors and students need housing options now. More studies, lengthy planning reports and task forces won't solve the problem. Communities, governments and our industry must work together to build more homes for a growing province."